If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, Will Anderson was on various outlets last week talking about the Houston Texans. This one is from Football Night in America, their daily show on the NBC Sports Network that they have. It's Tony Dungy and somebody else.
Rodney Harrison.
Is it Rodney Harrison? Okay, yeah. They were talking to Will last week, and they asked him about what's it like playing for D'Amico Ryans.
I thank God all the time for the situation that he dropped me in, man. There's no other coach that I'd rather play for than him. I think he set a really great example of what he wanted this team to be, and he gave us a foundation to lean back on when, you know, either when things are not going our way or when things are going our way, like the swarm mentality and the swarm, you know, foundation that he's built in, you know, the Houston Texans has really been special. But he's a player's coach. He gets it. He understands it, man. And he gets out there. He runs with us. He works out with us, man. And he's enthusiastic about when we make plays. He's jumping up and down with us. And I can tell he wants to put those shoulder pads back on and get out there with us again, man. But it's so easy to play for him because I understand his mindset of what he wants this team to be and the vision that he has for us and how much, you know, better he wants us to be and how much he sees us, you know, get into that level.
It's been that way from day one with Will. I remember when he got drafted here back in 2023 and he was doing the interviews right after he got drafted there in Kansas City, I think it was, where he and CJ got drafted. And he's like, that was the first visit I took. This is where I wanted to go. I didn't want to go anywhere else. And D'Amico was a lot of that, obviously. But it was at a time where, for Texan fans, they'd not heard a player say that in a long, long time.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, yeah. At a time, I'm like, you do?
Yeah. Like, I don't think we heard a single guy say, I came here because of David Culley.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I was. There were no free agents. Who were like, I found out they hired David Culley, and I called my agent up, and I said, get me to Houston.
Get me to Houston, yes. Yeah, so that was that's good to see that 2 years in, that relationship still has the same the same zest to it.
I had a moment this weekend. It was when Aaron Wilson asked Will Anderson last week about, like, hey, you see all these guys getting extensions. Do you think about your future here, et cetera, et cetera? And we played the audio of the response from that. Will just gave a very good Will Anderson response.
Yeah.
But there was a part where I started thinking, like, all right, all the rah-rah happiness about guys getting contract extensions and everything is all cool and everything, but like let's take the next step. Okay?
Yeah,
when Will Anderson gets his contract, I also want it to be after. Wow, man, the defense was really, really promising and good in a lot of ways last year, but they really took a huge step in 2025.
Yeah,
wow. CJ Stroud, as he's entering a year where he might get an extension afterwards. Boy, they did everything that you'd want to see out of that guy. I don't want it to be some situation where nationally people are talking about it the way they've been talking about Brock Purdy or Tua Tagovailoa or something.
Right.
I want it to be like the Lamar Jackson. Well, I don't want it to play out like a Lamar Jackson situation, but I want it to be like where, yeah, okay, obviously this guy deserves a contract.
He deserves a contract, and the team is moving in the right direction as well.
Yes.
You know, like, I think that's the thing, and we'll talk about this in just a little bit, but I was going back through the odds this weekend that we went through. They put the spreads out on all the Texans games for 2025, and I don't want to get too far off base because we can get to that. They're clearly viewed by the gambling community and probably the power ranking community at large as a notch below where they were viewed coming into last season. And it can't be the case next year.
And you can't get offended by it. I mean, sure, by all means, go ahead and get offended by it if you want.
Right.
But looking at it objectively, that was an underperforming offense. And they lost two of the best players on that underperforming offense, Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, mm-hmm. you replace them with rookies. And it's just looking at it objectively, you can't really look at that offense and say, and they lost Laremy Tunsil too.
Yep.
Well, that's all right. They replaced the offensive lineman with a bunch of just blue collar type guys. And they also, they traded for Christian Kirk. There you go. Off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's appropriate. I genuinely feel that, like, Nick Caley, even if he's a mediocre offensive coordinator, might end up being an upgrade over Bobby Slowick,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
It just if they have a credible rushing attack that can actually set up play action, etc., then they should be a much better offense this year. Even without being a great offense, I think they'll be a more competitive team.
Here's Will Anderson, speaking of the offensive line. Here's Will Anderson. Now, this is on the NFL Network with Tom Pelissero. On the new look offensive line for the Texans.
I'm very excited, man. Those guys are a great group of guys, man. They love ball. They love attacking today. And I'm just happy to, see the camaraderie on that side, man. I know they're going to do everything the right way, man. They love ball. And I can't wait that if we get in the huddle before the game and either Titus or me or Tim, one of us going to give the pregame speech and we just get everybody hyped, man. And it just starts up front with the trenches and, it starts in practice competing and having fun going against each other.
Okay. A lot in there about
speech of Titus versus Will Anderson, power rank.
I'll go
top five positions, Will Anderson.
I'll go Will. Yeah, I'll go Will on the I don't maybe Titus is do we know Titus, I guess, a real good orator before games? Is he the guy that gets
he might be fired I don't know up? I can't yeah. remember seeing any. I'll have to go back and I'll have to binge some of those cinematic pieces that the Texans social media
really good
puts
stuff
out.
Yeah, Will I've seen doing it. Jimmy Ward, when he's healthy, out there doing it. I'm guessing C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to be a big pregame yelling at everybody and hyping everybody up guy. Yeah.
You know, Rodney Harrison asked Will some tough questions on Football Night in America. It wasn't just like a fluff interview. And one of the questions he asked him was about, hey, this offensive line, they lose three guys. What are you guys thinking in the locker room or whatever? And Will did a pretty good job of answering that and just saying, hey, this is whoever's out there, go, whatever. And then Rodney Harrison just went in hard on the Texans defensive tackles.
Wow.
He's like, those guys were really the weakness on your defensive line. And then he said, and they went out and just they signed some guys to help you. And I'm like, Sheldon Rankin's from the outside, really. And then they re-signed other guys.
Yeah.
But I thought Will gave a good answer in response to that question.
Yeah, I have all the confidence in the world. I don't think it's any weak spots in our D-line, man. I think we're all alpha dogs. I think we all get out there and attack and cause havoc and disrupt. And we got my guy Sheldon Rankin's back. He was a great mentor for me my rookie year. I'm excited to be back with him. And we got Big Foley back.
Yep.
He was a big piece. We call him the big dog. And Tim Settle, Tommy, like Kurt, all those guys. And, I think our biggest thing is when we all play together, we all play as one sound. We can be one of the top defensive lines in the league, and we just have to keep, doing that and keep doing it consistently.
He said Kurt. Did he not? I hadn't caught that the first time. He said Tommy, Kurt, all those guys.
Oh, Kurt Heinisch, right?
Yeah.
Did Mario Edwards get a mention from him there? I didn't hear Mario Edwards' name.
I was trying to, I felt bad that he was going through the various guys. Anyway, I think that the big thing is that if you look at it from 35,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to have all pros all over the place.
No.
And I think D'Amico would love to have a huge three-down defensive tackle that can stuff the run and also be a great pass rusher. But you're just not always going to have that. And it's not like that's the limiting factor in whether or not you can be a genuinely elite defense this year. Because they, by and large, the defensive line gets it done as a group and as a unit. I'm really more focused on the linebackers more than anything. Like, Henry Toa has made some nice improvements, but neither he nor Azeez Elshire are great in pass coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian Harris wasn't great in pass coverage even when he made that huge leap 2 years ago in the second half of the season. And they struggle versus tight ends. I think that It's really a matter of, okay, how much does Henry Toa progress and or is Christian Harris 100% healthy?
Yep.
And that's more of a concern point for me right now than anywhere else on the defense.
The texter, there's a texter noticing the same thing I did with Will's offensive line answer. A lot about
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
How much they love ball, and the texter says they love ball as opposed to the guys last year, as opposed to being good at ball. Now, I think that's probably a reference to Laramie Tunsil, I would guess.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's where Will was going, but that's what it felt like if you still acutely are agitated by how underperforming the offensive line was last year. And, you know, Will talked about how much the guys in that room right now love to get out there and play ball and practice and all those things. And Laramie just had it didn't feel like practice was always his deal. You know, like that's not his favorite hobby, practicing football. So
No. He was a pro. Yeah. He was didn't do anything extra. Meanwhile, Will is gushing about how Danielle Hunter never stops working during practice.
Right.
They got some downtime. He's working hand drills and whatnot. Yeah.
I was going through the this weekend. I was going through trying to find, okay, which Texans games am I going to bet on here? And I've got my bet the farm favorite that the spreads are all out on these games. You can find a spread on any NFL game now that the schedule is out. But just kind of in going through the schedule and kind of how Vegas views the Texans right now, Seth, and I say Vegas, it's really the betting community that drives these lines. If the betting community decided Vegas was way off on a line, trust me, Vegas would move the line. I had thought the toughest stretch for the Texans was that 11 through 14 where they got the Chiefs and the Bills in that package there in primetime. I didn't realize the Texans right now are underdogs in four straight games in the early part of the season. They're underdogs in Baltimore. Then they have a bye. Then they're in Seattle. They're a small underdog on Monday Night Football. Then they're underdogs at home back-to-back weeks to the Niners and the Denver Broncos, and which dovetailed into the other thing. I'm looking, I'm going, man, if you count the home field advantage as 3 points, so take out the home field advantage for whoever's at home, the Texans are not like there's last year at this time. There was the question: are they as good as the Bills? Are they as good as the Chiefs? The spread on the Chiefs game this time a year ago was 3.5 in Kansas City. Like they were viewed as a team that was on a neutral field, maybe a half point worse than the Chiefs. Now on a neutral field, they're viewed as a half point worse than the Rams, the Chargers, a point and a half worse than Tampa Bay. On a neutral field, they're viewed as more than a field goal underdog, 4.5 points to San Francisco and Denver. They're being talked about way more with the teams that are 10 through 16 than any conversation that they're a top 10 team right now.
No, and this is 100% because nobody respects the offense, and they shouldn't respect the offense until they prove otherwise. So all of the preseason predictions from outside of Houston, Vegas, whatever they're saying about them, it all 100% makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where they caught a little bit of a break in that first five-game stretch before the bye week. And the Ravens are the only team there that was a top-10 defense by EPA, expected points added.
Yeah.
The Titans were a better defense than the statistics would suggest, but that's the fourth game. So they go through the Rams, really good defensive line, but they weren't a great defense last year. Then the Bucs, then the Jags. So then they hit two potentially really good defenses in games 4 and 5, but they've got at least a three-game break-in period where, at least according to last year's results, it's not a gauntlet of tough defenses or
anything.
That's
good. That's good. Along those lines, my Bet the Farm pick for 2025 is one of the games you just mentioned. And I will mention that my Bet the Farm pick at this time last year was the game at New England in week 6, and they covered that by a healthy margin.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I'm going with a bad football team with a rookie quarterback. Remember last year, that New England game, that was actually – That was actually Drake May's first career start. Cam Ward, I think, will have played a few games already, but Texans -5.5 against the Titans at home in week 4 feels like stealing to me. Cam Ward's first taste of NRG Stadium as an opposing quarterback. That was a hard place for opposing quarterbacks to play. Ironically, one of the only ones that played decent was the guy Cam Ward is replacing in Will Levis. They won't, but that's another reason why I'm taking the Texans in that game, because I think they'll be hyper focused. They're not losing to the Titans 2 years in a row at home. So that's my bet the farm pick. -5.5. I think you get that under a touchdown right now. Rookie quarterback starting as he's in his first month as a rookie still, playing at NRG Stadium for the first time. You have a look on your face like you're not going to bet the farm, which is okay.
I'm having flashbacks to Vince Young in 2006,
yeah,
which that Texans defense was not nearly as good as this Texans defense could potentially be.
Yeah.
But Vince Young on his way to a Rookie of the Year performance, that was in week 14 of that season.
The overtime game?
Overtime win, 19 for 29, 218 yards, zero touchdowns and one interception, but with some big scrambles in that game too. So, but the memory of Vince Young in his rookie year still haunts me.
I think a big thing there would be week 4 versus week 14. Like, it's still early. And I know you said maybe there can be an ambush factor early with rookies. It can go either way.
But the Texans defense in NRG Stadium is turning into a real issue, as long as you're not Lamar Jackson. If you're a quarterback going into NRG Stadium whose name isn't Lamar Jackson, then you should be a little bit nervous going in there.
As long as it's not a holiday, you know? Like, that was Christmas Day. You know, as long as it's not
a holiday.
Is it
Christmas Day, and are you, in fact, Lamar Jackson?
Right.
If you can't answer yes to those questions, then watch out.
And no. So take that, Titans.
The first three quarters, it's going to be hell for you until you win the game for them in the fourth quarter, right. Jared Goff.
all right, Payne and Pendergast. We'll get to headlines. A lot of Astros stuff to get to. We've got the conference finals. They're set in the NBA. We'll talk about that. Huge deal in the NFL as well, a quarterback deal. And we got to start keeping our eye on these things, because there's going to be a huge quarterback deal in this town probably in the next year or so. So we'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.